The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. In Robert Duncan's 1960 poem, "Often I Am Permitted to Return to a Meadow," the speaker describes a remembered or imagined space of peace and belonging, a space in the mind to which he turns for consolation. Writing this episode outside in the calming, radiant afternoon light, sitting under the trees in my own yard, listening to the blue jays, cardinals, and the stirring electric ringing of cicadas, I believe I understand where Duncan's meadow comes from. This is the place I go to flee the world I know. The children's cries, my phone buzzing with reminders of political conflict, obligation, tasks still undone. Nature is such a strong form of respite that it sometimes becomes a kind of fantasy, a dream. I do not know what it feels like to be a hungry fox outrun by a rabbit, or to be a rabbit racing for its life away from its predator. Those conditions are excluded from my preferred view of the garden as one of peace, sanctity, a site of recovery. Duncan's poem ends with these lines. "Often I am permitted to return to a meadow, as if it were a given property of the mind that certain bounds hold against chaos. That is a place of first permission, everlasting omen of what is." A garden is one place of respite, endowed with mythical history and symbolism. But it is not the only place to which a person might seek to flee. What if your angst comes from feeling alone, isolated, and stranded far from community? What if your claim to move through certain public spaces is contested? What if you're a Black man passing through the Ramble in Central Park, say, profiled as a threat because of the color of your skin? In which spaces, real or imagined, are you welcome? Today's poem is Philip B. Williams's "Often I Am Permitted to Return to the City, as if it were a scene made up by my need for a city. Viaducts, July sweating, sweat not mine, as the city is no longer mine, was never, but it holds me near to its metallic junkyard pasture and junky song, so hollow, it's a hall I dare not walk through. This tragic place wherefrom the people with my face fall. Wherefrom fall all the architectures I am, I say, are my people's people, and my people whose houses tremble as thunderous bass passes. The black-topped roads sop up heat for double Dutch feet to greet, rope slapped down by a child's hand. I used to know her name. It is only a dream of trees, their propeller seeds blown west through batches of weeds crocheted yellow-green with dandelions and cigarette butts once erect from a mouth stressed over rent due, dried spit the tincture of weight and liquor stores. Often I am permitted to return to this city as if it were a gift for which I forgot the means to auger into clarity, always wrapped in cool violence. Neighbors' frowns cauterized into cul-de-sacs, omen outcasting what lives to give relief. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. This project is supported in part by the National Endowment for the Arts, on the web at arts.gov.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.